Weekends with Connor Cape, Mile High Sports.
Welcome back, Mile High Sports. This is the Connor Cape Show. I'm Connor Cape. Follow me on Twitter at Mile High Cape. And on the other side of the glass, producing for me today, Jake Meyer at Jake Meyer Radio. M-E-I-E-R is how you spell Meyer there. We've talked about a little bit of everything. I'd like to run down the Broncos schedule here, assuming that either Paxton Lynch or Trevor Siemian is the quarterback. I see the first three games before the bye week in week five. LA Chargers at home, Dallas at home, at Buffalo, Oakland at home. 3 out of 4 at home. You can be 3-1, beat LA, win on the road at Buffalo, and beat either Dallas or Oakland. Seems doable, right?
It doesn't seem that hard, but Dallas and Oakland is going to be the real tough ones.
Right. And with either Lynch or Siemian, I think 3-1 is within the realm of possibility, but so is 2-2 or even 1-3. You only beat LA, you go on the road, lose at Buffalo, because that's going to be an 11 a.m. start, and playing on the road is difficult, and Buffalo has some good players, right?
Yeah.
LeSean McCoy is a very good player, but they could be in a rebuilding year. I think that is new coach. I think that's a game Denver needs to win. And then the Giants at home, at LA, at Kansas City, at Philadelphia. That's a tough 4-game stretch right there, because the Giants are going to be very good. The Giants have only added pieces around Eli Manning. I think Eli Manning is a 2-time Super Bowl winner, and he might be the weakest point on the Giants offense.
Absolutely. He's got one of the best receiving cores in the NFL.
Right, if not the best. It's the Giants or maybe the Steelers.
Yeah.
As far as that goes, that is going to be a test. And that is here in Denver, which is always a plus, and that is going to be a fun no-fly zone versus Odell Beckham matchup. And that probably won't be the defining factor of the game. It will probably be what the Broncos offense can do. Because I think the Broncos defense will relatively shut down Odell Beckham and the rest of the Giants as far as, you know, shutting down a receiving core like that goes. I don't think they're going to give up 40 points, is what I'm saying.
Right.
I think they'll give up 17 or 21. And then you're on Lynch or Siemian to score and find 3 touchdowns. And the Giants' defense was top 5 for most of the year last year.
They got a great secondary as well.
And that is then what worries me, is the Giants are very close to being a complete team that could contend for the NFC East title with the Cowboys and make a deep playoff run. Last year they lost in Green Bay, and then Odell Beckham put a hole in the wall.
He's got some anger issues.
He does have some anger issues, but he is electric on the field. So you live with those, I guess.
I guess so.
I don't even know what to think of that. That's a total coin flip game for me. At LA, I think you should win. At Kansas City, that's got to be a revenge game. The Chiefs ended your season last year at Arrowhead on Christmas. That was your Christmas present, was your going home.
And a lineman threw a touchdown pass against you.
And a lineman threw a touchdown pass. I was just about to get to that. Dontari Poe throws a touchdown pass, and it wasn't a necessary touchdown pass. The Chiefs didn't have to do that. Andy Reid did that because he wanted to twist the knife. Andy Reid did that because he doesn't like the Broncos.
Throwing the salt in that wound.
That is exactly what happened. That was gamesmanship at its finest. And I think it's fantastic for the game. I want to see more of that stuff. I don't mind trash talking. I don't mind running up the score in the NFL. I don't mind cornerbacks and wide receivers jawing with each other and getting into it. I think that's fun. And I think that makes that game at Arrowhead on Monday Night Football even that much sweeter. It's Chiefs, it's Broncos, so it's obviously already fantastic. It's at Arrowhead. It's a Monday night game. And now you have this added thing into it where, you know, Vance Joseph, he wasn't a part of that last year. That's not, he has nothing to do with that. And I'm sure that's what he'll say is, all, I was in Miami at this time last year.
Right.
I don't, that has nothing to do with it. We're not focused on that, yada, yada, yada. But that locker room, those players, they remember. They remember that.
They'll always remember that.
They will, yeah, and they will be reminded of it too.
It was on a Christmas. It was on Christmas, man. How could you forget?
That was your Christmas present, is a 350-pound defensive lineman throws a touchdown pass to the backup tight end. Not even Travis Kelce, but the backup tight end. And it ended their season. That makes it that much worse. And I was there. I was standing in the tunnel when the Broncos came off the field. And that was not a happy bunch. They were defending Super Bowl champions, and expectations were always Super Bowl or bust. And the Chiefs rubbed their nose in it. And that game, both those games, the one at Arrowhead and then the one on New Year's Eve back here in Denver, those are the two games I'm looking forward to more than anything else, because I think this rivalry between the two of them, I think it went up a notch. I think it is back at like Derek Thomas, John Elway levels.
Okay.
Except right now, the Chiefs are in control, because the Chiefs ended your season and they shoved your face in it and they won here in Denver. The Chiefs aren't little brother right now.
They're pushing the Broncos around.
Yeah, the Chiefs are pushing the Broncos around right now. If you get swept, I don't care if you won the Super Bowl the year before. That's not little brother anymore. And I want to see fans and players react that way. Like, it's not, the Chiefs are not little brother. The Chiefs are not something that we just joke about and it's like, oh yeah, the Chiefs, whatever. It's, I want to beat the Chiefs.
Right. And, you know, I think for the first time in a long time, the Broncos are actually not at the top. You know, they're actually closer to the bottom than they are to the top.
Exactly. They're behind the Raiders and the Chiefs right now. That rivalry is about to be so good this year. And they get at Philadelphia. That's a toss-up, because I don't know what Carson Wentz is going to look like in his second year. Is he going to take the next step forward? Is he not? That's talk about question marks with the Broncos at quarterback. What's the question mark in Philadelphia? What is Carson Wentz going to be? What is he going to do this year? And then New England comes to town, followed by Cincinnati coming to town. The New England one is one of the best rivalries in the NFL right now, just because of their playing for trophies every year. But the Broncos need to get back to that. They need to get back to playing for trophies every year, or the Patriots are going to come back and do what they did last year and win, and it's not going to be particularly close. Cincinnati, Andy Dalton against this defense in Denver. I suppose he could throw a couple touchdowns and win the game, but I think that is a matchup that hugely favors the Broncos.
The Broncos always play good against Cincinnati. It's just known. It's just a fact.
That is just a thing. And then at Oakland, which, that's November 26th. That could be, that's getting into the heat of it, where you're finding out who's for real and who's not, and who's going to the playoffs and who's not. That's pivotal.
Serious playoff implications right there.
Followed by at Miami, which they went to the playoffs, but I don't take the Dolphins seriously. Until they start contending with the Patriots in the East, I don't take anyone in the AFC East seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, me either.
They're just a playoff team, and that's your participation trophy. The Jets at home, that's a win.
Cakewalk.
At Indy, that should be a win. The Broncos have messed up Andrew Luck quite a bit, other than the playoffs a couple years ago. Washington at home. The week before, Kansas City at home, or at Washington, excuse me, at FedEx Field. That's Kirk Cousins, man. Living life right.
Gotta love it.
Slightly above average, and it's going to be a 100 millionaire. So more power to him, you know? If I could do that, I would be doing that. And then New Year's Eve, Mile High Stadium, Kansas City. And that, I don't know what the Chiefs are going to do this year because they just cut Macklin. I don't know what their weapons are. I don't know how they're going to score. I don't know if they're going to be 12-4 again. If I had to bet money on it, I would say absolutely not 12-4 again. I think the Raiders are the clear favorite in the division, and the Broncos and the Chiefs are fighting for that AFC wildcard spot. And this is the perfect game to settle that score. I think both the Broncos and the Chiefs are going to hover around 10 or 11 wins, and that game could be the difference between going home or going to the playoffs, which I hope we all remember what Don Tari Poe did when that game comes around. And I hope the Broncos bring out Von Miller or Shane Ray, and one of them throws a touchdown pass. Because you got to get even.
Got to.
You can't let the Chiefs push you around like that, especially if you think you're bigger brother. You got to get back at him for that. Folks, this has been another edition of the Connor Cape Show on Mile High Sports. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday, 2 to 4. Thank you for tuning in.